Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just $10.
$10 for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Some people grow up knowing there are things in the world they're not supposed to talk about. Not because anyone explains it to them directly, but because every time they try, the reaction is the same. Discomfort, anger, fear disguised as dismissal. In those families, silence becomes instruction. As a child, he was drawn to spiritual things without knowing why. He didn't have the language for it. He only knew that his room didn't always feel safe, that the dark pressed in differently for him than it seemed to for other kids. He would tell his mother that something was wrong in his room, that something there felt evil. Sometimes he cried without being able to explain why. Sometimes he begged to sleep in her bed, shaking with fear, unable to point to a single reason beyond the certainty that he wasn't alone. He remembers his room as being very dark, darker than it should have been. He remembers shapes at the window, movement where nothing should have been. He remembers whispers that didn't resolve into words, just the sense that something was speaking without wanting to be heard clearly. At the time, he didn't know his family had a history with this kind of thing, at least not openly. On his mother's side, sensitivity ran deep. His grandmother Elaine was openly spiritual in a way no one else in the family talked about. She prayed. She advised. When something felt wrong, she was the one people quietly turned to. As he got older, she became the person he sought out when the world felt off, offering reassurance and prayers instead of denial. The fear intensified around puberty. By then, he, his mother, and his younger brother were living in an apartment in Austin. They had a roommate named Emmy, a close friend of his mother's who worked with her. It was an ordinary place, small, functional. Nothing about it suggested anything unusual. One night, he and his brother were watching television together in the living room. It was late, and his brother fell asleep beside him on the couch. He stayed awake to finish the episode, half watching the screen, half listening to the quiet of the apartment. That's when he noticed the candle. It was small, a decorative baby candle sitting on the kitchen counter. They never lit it. It was just there for appearance. As he watched, it began to flicker. At first, he thought his eyes were playing tricks on him. Then the flame grew steadier, stronger, unmistakable. Panic crept in slowly. He turned off the television and carried his sleeping brother to bed, careful not to wake him. He left his bedroom door open, and from his bed he could still see the candle in the kitchen, struggling to stay lit, flickering as if reacting to something unseen. He envied his brother for sleeping through it, and in the morning he checked the candle. There was no melted wax, no burnt wick, no smell of smoke, nothing to suggest it had ever been lit at all. From there, the sounds began. He and his brother heard scratching inside the walls, sudden and sharp. Their cat would react violently, ears back, fur raised, darting from room to room. Over time, the cat grew increasingly agitated until one day it ran away and never returned. They moved to another apartment in the same complex. The same things happened. They moved again to an entirely different complex. That's when things escalated. One afternoon, he and his brother were home alone. He was 13. His brother was 6. They were doing what they always did, playing, chasing each other, laughing, passing the time with video games. At one point, he chased his brother down the hallway with a shoe, teasing him the way older siblings do. His brother ran into their mother's bedroom. He stopped just outside the door, heart racing, shoe in hand, waiting to ambush him the moment the door opened. He watched the doorknob turn slowly. The door creaked open. Then he threw the shoe. It would hit nothing. Confused, he waited, expecting his brother to jump out laughing. Seconds passed, then minutes. Finally, he stepped into the room, empty. From the bathroom, he heard water running. His brother was taking a bath. He asked him how he'd opened the door. His brother looked at him, confused, and told him he never had. He said he'd gone straight to the bathroom when he reached the room. At first, he told him to shut up, thinking it was a joke. Then he saw the look on his face and grew scared himself. They stayed together until their mother came home. That evening, as they played video games in his room, Emmy's bedroom door flew open down the hall. The door slammed hard enough to echo. From where they sat, they could see straight into her room. They froze. He called his mother and begged her to come home. When she arrived and they explained what happened, she brushed it off, offering no explanation and no comfort. That was when the voices began. He heard his mother call his name when she wasn't home. He heard his brother's voice from empty rooms. One night, as he lay in bed, he saw the hallway light turn on. He knew because light spilled under his door. Then he heard their dog, Carmelo, running through the apartment, claws on carpet, tags jingling wildly, the way he did after a bath. The dog began scratching at his door. At first, lightly, then violently. The door shook in its frame. The hallway light flicked on and off. From the living room side of the wall behind his bed, something scratched, hard, deliberate, right where his mattress rested. He broke down crying and called his mother. When she came out, everything stopped. The light stayed on. Carmelo, she told him later, had been asleep in her room the entire time. That night, he slept beside her. And for the first time in a long while, he felt safe. After that night, he stopped trusting quiet. Silence no longer meant peace. It meant waiting. Waiting for something to announce itself, to move, to scrape or scratch or speak, just loudly enough to be unmistakable. During the day, the apartment felt manageable. At night, it became something else entirely. The kitchen sink began turning on by itself, always at the same time, and just after midnight. He would lie in bed listening to the sound of running water echo through the apartment, heart pounding, counting seconds until it stopped. Sometimes he got up to check. The faucet would be running, cold water pouring steadily into an empty basin. He would turn it off with shaking hands and stand there for a moment, listening before retreating back to his room. In the bathroom, things became worse as he felt touches when no one was there, and light brushes against his arm or shoulder. The sensation of someone standing too close behind him. More than once, while brushing his teeth or washing his hands, the doorknob rattled violently, twisting back and forth as if someone were trying to get in fast. The force behind it felt angry, impatient. He learned to move quickly in that room. In the mornings, he brushed his teeth without turning the light on, relying on the glow from the window. Even then, the overhead light would sometimes snap on by itself, flooding the small space with brightness and leaving him frozen in place, heart racing. Eventually, he spent a night at his father's house, as it was meant to be a break, a change of environment. Somewhere the tension might loosen its grip, his siblings were there too, laughing, distracted, unaware of anything out of the ordinary. They didn't believe in ghosts, they didn't talk about spirits, the house felt neutral. Until morning. His sister was quiet when she woke up, not groggy, distant, withdrawn in a way that set his nerves on edge. Their father was drinking, as he often did, and the atmosphere felt fragile. He asked her gently what was wrong. At first, she refused to tell him. When he pressed, promising she could say anything, her voice dropped. She told him she'd woken up in the night and seen something standing near his bed. A dark figure, completely black, not shaped like a person so much as a mass that suggested one. It didn't move, it didn't approach, it simply watched him sleep. She said it looked directly at her when she noticed it. She pretended to be asleep. She said it stood there for a long time. The words hit him harder than anything he'd experienced himself. The idea that whatever had followed him through his own fear had been visible to someone else, watching him unnoticed, broke something open in him. He felt exposed in a way he couldn't articulate. Not long after, he, his mother, and his brother moved again. Same complex, different apartment. And just like that, the activity stopped. No scratching, no voices, no lights, no running water. The apartment felt still, ordinary, uneventful. It was such a stark contrast that it left him disoriented. He tried bringing it up to his mother, expecting relief, maybe even acknowledgement. Instead, she dismissed him. She called him dramatic, told him to be quiet, to stop talking about it. Then, unexpectedly, she admitted something she'd never said before. She told him she'd heard voices in the kitchen, too. Conversations. Cabinets opening and slamming. She said she'd learned to ignore them. That once she stopped acknowledging them, they stopped reacting. She told him she had always been able to see and hear the dead. She said she'd had experiences since she was young, but she didn't want that life for him. She didn't want him seeing what she'd seen. She didn't want him interacting with the things that frightened her. So she taught herself to shut it out, to pretend it wasn't there until it faded. She had been 15 when she had him. She was 20 when she stopped engaging with whatever followed her. She was 25 when she finally told him the truth. That was when he understood what had happened to him hadn't been an accident. It had been interrupted. She told him stories then. Stories she'd never shared before. About her grandmother's house in Del Rio, Texas, a place that had once been a brothel in the 1950s. Soldiers came through, gambling, sex, drinking. Women disappeared. Babies were born and killed. She told him they'd found a baby skeleton buried near the house. She described voices that filled empty rooms, laughter, coins jingling, a harsh woman's voice hissing at others to be quiet. She told him about nights when spirits pulled at her feet, yanked clothes from drawers, tore sheets off beds. One night, she said, she told him to stop. She prayed. They became angry. Lights snapped on. Everything went silent. Her sister cried and refused to ever return to the house. He listened, stunned, realizing that the fear he'd lived with had been inherited, not invited, not summoned, but passed down quietly through blood and silence. He had visions too, not waking visions, dreams. They always came true. He'd dream something ordinary, tell his mother about it, and days later they would live through it exactly as he'd seen. When the encounters intensified during puberty, he believes now that something had begun to open in him. Something his mother had spent years forcing shut. She made him ignore it, and slowly, it receded. But it didn't disappear. It adapted. After his mother finally spoke about her own experiences, the pieces began to settle into place in a way that made sense without being comforting. What he had lived through wasn't isolated. It wasn't random. and it wasn't unique to him. It was inherited. As he grew older, the nature of his experiences shifted. The physical disturbances faded, and the scratching, the lights, the running water, the voices in empty rooms. In their place came something subtler, something harder to talk about without sounding unhinged. The dreams changed. They stopped being about his life and became about other lives entirely. In these dreams, he wasn't himself. He didn't see through his own eyes or move through familiar spaces. He was someone else, somewhere else, watching moments that didn't belong to him unfold with unnerving clarity. One of them stayed with him more than the rest. He was a young woman walking through a house that felt lived in and warm. The walls were painted a deep reddish maroon, accented with dark wood trim. The details were vivid, too vivid for imagination alone. He moved through the space as if he knew it, as if it were his own home. He entered the bathroom. In the mirror, he saw her clearly. Layered brown hair, kind eyes, a face that felt familiar despite knowing it wasn't his. She looked calm, resigned even. The bathtub was full. He stepped into it. The water closed over him completely. He woke up gasping for air, heart pounding, body soaked in sweat. He didn't need to interpret the dream. The knowledge came with it, heavy, immediate, unavoidable. She had drowned herself. Dreams like that drained him. They left him exhausted for days afterward, as if he'd lived an entire life while his body slept. For a period of time, sleep became something he feared rather than needed. He began waking at the same time every night, 2:58 a.m. Every time, he told his grandmother. She gave him prayers, he told his mother. Around the same time, she began waking at night too, always near 3 o'clock, at her stepfather's house. She told him a spirit there kept trying to wake her. She ignored it. They both prayed. They both stopped engaging. And slowly, the dreams faded. The awakenings stopped. The weight lifted. He noticed other changes too. Things that were harder to explain, but just as real. His balance felt off, not physically, but internally. He had always been good at reading people, sensing emotions, intentions, unspoken tension. It came naturally, like a reflex. He wanted to be a psychologist one day, partly because of that ability. Over time, it dulled, not completely, just enough to notice. He doesn't know if that was the cost of closing himself off or simply the result of growing up and moving on. He doesn't know if what he experienced was a door opening or a door that never fully closed. What he does know is this: ignoring it worked. Not in the way people imagine, not by banishing something dramatic or winning a spiritual battle, but by refusing to give attention to things that fed on it. His mother had done the same. She had lived with the dead until she decided she couldn't anymore. When she stopped responding, they stopped reaching. Eventually. Now life feels quieter, not empty, just calm. He hasn't had a vision in a long time. He hasn't heard his name called from empty rooms. He hasn't felt watched while he sleeps. Sometimes, in moments of stress or exhaustion, he still senses something at the edges, a familiar pressure, a whisper of recognition. But it never fully arrives. And maybe that's the point, and he doesn't believe he's special. He doesn't believe he was chosen for anything. He believes he was sensitive, born into a family where sensitivity ran deep, and that for a time that openness made him visible to things better left unseen. He doesn't regret shutting it out, but he doesn't dismiss it either. These experiences shaped him. They taught him caution, awareness, the value of boundaries. Now, I say, not just physical ones, but mental and emotional ones too. He shared his story not because he expects answers, but because he wants to know he's not alone. That other people have felt this pull, this confusion, this quiet fear of something unnamed, and maybe that's enough. Because sometimes the most important thing isn't knowing what something was, but understanding why it no longer needs to be.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day, only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license, NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.